Rock 955. This is the Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. It was round 16 of the GDFL season, as we touched on at the top of the show. Some big upsets: North Geelong over Winchelsea and Belmont Lions over Geelong West. And the beneficiary of that, in terms of opening up the door to a top five finish, was Werribee Central's 2015-135, Anarchy 13-10-88. It puts the Centurions half a game outside the top five with two rounds to play, and they play Winchelsea next week, who sit fourth on the GDFL ladder. It's an amazing finish to an amazing season. The coach of the Werribee Central Football Club is Nick Smith, and he's been good enough to join us. Nick, can you scarcely believe what was unfolding miles away from Galvin Park yesterday afternoon?
Not really, mate. I'm feeling a lot better this Sunday than I was last Sunday. And, yeah, a lot of that, in short, thanks to the teams that got the job done against those teams we needed to lose. Yeah, it was quite an amazing round.
So you've been on the text message to Darren Ryan and Ash Whitney and flicked them a message saying, thank you, boys, really appreciate it?
No, I haven't, but if they're listening, we do really appreciate it. Yeah, it was quite a surprise, although, it's been such an even comp. Nothing really surprises me in the Wash-Up anymore, because I think most teams on their day are good enough to knock you off, just like Anarchy proved, first time around when we played them. They'd hardly won a game and still just ran at us the whole day, and they did the same again yesterday. It took a fair bit to shake them.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you go in with a bit of trepidation? Obviously, there was a draw back in round five out at Anarchy. Did you go in with some concerns that if we're not switched on today, that the Roos could really come at you?
Yeah, and the problem with having such a tight comp is I go in with that trepidation every week, mate, because it doesn't really matter who you play. If they get up and about, if you can't put them away early, if you can't put scoreboard pressure on them, most teams in the comp are pretty confident that on their day that they can beat anyone. Because of the experience that we had against them last time, I think that probably worked in our favour, because I think the guys are a little bit more switched on and determined to make sure that that didn't happen again, especially considering, ladder position and sort of how things had played out since we played them the first time. I guess depending on how the rest of the season goes, everyone's quite aware that that draw is either going to put us just in or just out. So we wanted to make sure that at least we got our part done on Saturday and then see how the other results went. But, yeah, never expected them all to fall so well for us.
Talk to us about Brendan Wilson's performance up forward yesterday with six goals.
Yeah, it was amazing because he's been a backman all year. So it was actually something that we did just because we thought we were missing a bit of nous around goal, really, and put him forward. And he kicked three in the second, after playing the first quarter on a back flank. So he's great that way. He keeps reminding me that I need two of him, one to play at both ends. So I feel the same. I try not to tell him that. But, yeah, he's just great in both spots. And, bobbed up for six and really was one of the players that kept kicking goals when kind of no one else was. And, that was really helpful for us. It wasn't just how many goals, it was when he kicked them. He was the one that broke their kind of four. I think it was four. They kicked the first four goals after halftime, and then he bobbed up with another two that kind of put us back on track. And then we sort of pulled away a little bit from there. So, yeah, his game was fantastic. And he keeps telling me he's a forward. So maybe I'll listen now.
Can you give us a sense of the feeling and the mood at Galvin Park at the moment? Now that this journey that you're on in your first year as coach, I suppose, is, I think we spoke about the bonus levels at, a couple of weeks ago for krockfootball.com.au. But can you give us an idea of how the players are seeing this? I've got your reaction, but what's the vibe of the playing group?
Well, they're just pumped to be in this position, and the whole club feels that way. Even just the fact that most of our games have been close, I know that last year kind of part of what Werribee Central's was is you'd win and then you'd lose by 100 points, So even just the fact that every game, we're competitive, we're in it, which was all the things that I set out to achieve because I wasn't sure what we could do, wins and losses. But, it's interesting, mate. As a coach, Facebook has really changed communication. And so I kind of have ongoing conversations with pretty much all my players all week, and they're so excited about what that result does on the weekend. I don't think many of them pictured that we'd be fighting for a final spot when they started the year. So that's probably been the biggest change, is we're starting to believe, in our own ability. And And we're all pretty excited that it's now back in our hands, because we were pretty shattered as a group last week that we might have sort of taken it out of our hands last week. So,
yeah. Massive clash next week against Winchelsea. We're going to be watching on with real interest at what unfolds at Galvin Park next Saturday afternoon. Nick, well done on the win yesterday. Great to see you still alive, and good luck against the Blues next Saturday afternoon.
No worries, Tom. And, yeah, hopefully we can chat again next weekend about how we just need one to go.